Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
Praise God. And let me take this time to also welcome all those that are watching us through. Join us on Facebook. You know, I guess that you have been enjoying the service ever since the beginning. And we're grateful that you can cross over to 2019 with us. And the Lord richly bless you, you know, for doing that. And, you know, have your time, even as we'll be entering into a moment of prayer, whether if you are at work, that's fine. It's understandable. But if you're somewhere in a room, join us in prayer. Pray in the new year. And I know that God will bless you. Hallelujah. Can we give and welcome them also? You know, the people. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to open our Bibles and let's turn to Psalm 40. And we're going to read verse 1 and verse 2. And let me take this time to appreciate and thank the worship team that led us into the presence of God. You know, the production team that did a great work. You know, thank you so much. You know, we have pastors from Zimbabwe, Pastor Lloyd and Pastor Weber here. Thank you so much for joining us, you know, in the crossover. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible tells us, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. Inclined meaning that God, you know, it's like God came closer and listened to me. You know, and then the Bible says that he heard my cry. God will hear your cry tonight. God is inclining his ear to your cry tonight. Amen. Now, you need to listen to Sunday night's message, you know, on the power of the proclamation of the word of prophecy. You know, how we need to embrace the word of prophecy. And so as we declare some things, you need to say amen to it. Amen. Hallelujah. And so the psalmist says that I waited patiently for the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord. You see, with God, it's not a still camera situation. It's a video. You know, you have to be there and wait. You know, you have to be there and not, it's not in and out, Gena Puma, you know, situation. You know, you are there and you wait upon the Lord. You know, and at times God does not answer our situation the way we want them to answer him. We want him to answer him. You know, he does it differently. You know, but the best thing is you wait there. And then you say, God, what you do, it's best for me. Whether I understand it or not, one thing that I know is that as long as it comes from you, it is the best. You know, it is best for me. It is good for me. Hallelujah. And so it says here that I waited patiently unto the Lord, for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. Now, look at verse 2. Verse 2 says, he drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. Can we go to New King James, you know, verse 2? Now, this is David. I mean, this is the psalmist. It's a psalm of David. It's David, you know, and he says, up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and establish my steps. I believe that the Lord is taking you up out of a horrible pit. Yeah. You know that in 2018 it has been to some of you a horrible pit, a miry clay. It's like you have been stuck on it. Your feet has not been moving. You have not been making progress. It's like you are stepping on one position, no progression. And I am here to declare to you that the Lord is taking you out of the miry clay. That God is taking you out of the miry clay. Hallelujah. Now, when you go to Israel, and then you go to Jerusalem, and you go to the high priest's house, and when you get to the high priest's house, now I told you that we are taking a trip to Israel. You know, in 2019, you better be there. Hallelujah. You know, and these are some of the places that we'll be taking, specific places that are so much important, significant places. Now, let me tell you about this place. You know, you go to the high priest's house, and when you go there, there is, in that house, you know, there is, you go down the stairs. Now, during the time of Jesus, there were no stairs. Yeah. Actually, they were like let down, you know, into that pit with a rope. Yeah. And that's where Jesus spent the night. Remember the time that when Jesus was arrested, he was caught from in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was taken to the high priest's house. Yeah, and that's where, you know, they questioned him. And remember that Peter followed him. And then it was winter. There was a fire, and he was making, you know, warming himself up next to the fire. And the girl came and said that, "You are also one of them." And he denied Jesus. Remember? It was in that area. You know, the last trip that I went to Israel, I walked from where Jesus was arrested. And you go down the valley, you know, the valley of Kidron. When you hear of Kidron Valley, you know, you go down there. Now, normally, you know, the buses, the tourist bus will take people. But we walk. And I'm telling you that it's a serious walk. You know, I experience what Jesus experienced. That here, it's not like you go, you know, more plaza, you come back. It's a serious walk, you know, going down the valley, you know, and we went up, you know, you pass the temple on your right, you go up the mountain, you pass David's, the city of David on the left, you go up to go to the house. I'm telling you that it's a serious step. Thank God, because there was a lot of traffic, so the buses were delaying, you know, and so we decided to walk. And thank God for that experience, because it just dawned on me that, by the way, when Jesus was arrested, this is where he walked. He was not on a donkey, but this is where he literally walked. You know, up there. I mean, when we got there, I'm telling you, my father, you know, ababulela hore, you had a serious walk here. Yeah, I mean, I've been going to the gym and training, but, you know, I felt that walk. You know, in any case, we get there, you know, you go to that house, there is a pit. It's dark, it's muddy, And when the Bible says that you had my feet on the stocks, Jesus' feet were, you know, just think about it. He was beaten. He had walked that distance. You know, and his feet is, you know, in the stocks now. They have lowered him into the pit. Eh? Just think about it. They lowered him literally into the pit. And in that pit, it's muddy. You know, there is no ventilation. You know, it's humid inside there. And it's dark also. You know, and they lowered him and he was there. I'm telling you that it's a bad situation. I should have brought you the pictures that I took from there. And you will see that, you know, that it's a very challenging situation. Now, when you are there, you know, there is no light, it's dark, it's at night, your body is aching, and you're stuck in that smelly pit. Stuck in there. Yeah. Now, just think about that situation. And the psalmist here, I believe that it was David was talking about where God has brought him. But I believe also in this another way that he was prophesying of what Jesus was going to experience. It was a messianic, psalm here, you know, talking about Jesus. But now that is also relevant to us today, you know, that Jesus was in the pit, and that at times our lives are like that. You know, you look at your life, you realize, Jorge, you know, you're treading on the same position. You know, you're using energy. You know, you're sweating. You know, you're doing all sorts of things, but there is no progression. You know, there is no way of moving forward. You know, it's like next year, this time, you're still on the same place. Are you with me? I believe that that moment is over. It's coming to an end in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I believe that as from tonight, there will be progression in your life. Yeah. And so the psalmist says that, you know, God, you brought me up. Up. Up is talking about something. You know, you brought me up. You know, in other words, I was down. You know, when you go to that pit, you know, there is nothing here. It's just a rock. You see a pit? You know, the house is built on a rock. And then on that rock, they just dug a peak. You know, I mean, a pit down. So it's just a rock around. You know, no lights. Now, today, there are lights, you know, they've put on lights and so on. But during that time, there was no light. You know, it's the same situation that Joseph experienced. You know, remember that his brothers arrested him. You know, when his father sent him to his brothers to go and give them food and to find out how they're doing. And when they saw him, they say, "Hey, is that dreamer?" You remember that? You know, and then they were now contemplating, let's kill him, let's destroy his life, you know, let's do this and so forth. And, you know, and the Bible says that while they're thinking about it, they put him in a pit, in a well, a pit, right in a pit. And so it is not a good situation. You know, now, that pit can refer to your life. You know, you look at your life, you have been in the same situation year in and year out. You know, and you're going to work every morning. You're waking up. You're going to work. You're getting your salary. But you don't see what you're doing with your salary. Eh? You know, you don't know what is happening. You can't point out at your life and say, this is what has happened in my life. You know, you're running a business, you know, and every day you are hustling. You know, you're going up and down. You're making phone calls. You're spending airtime. You know, but at the end of the day, there is nothing that you can show that this is what has happened in my life. And I'm here to tell you that it's coming to an end in the name of Jesus. It's either God is a liar or there is something that we're missing. And one thing that I am certain of is that God is not a liar. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not a son of man that could say, I made a mistake. You know, please, I've changed my mind. You know, that whatever he says will come to pass. God will always bring to pass what he says. And so the psalmist says here, David says that he also brought me up out of a horrible pit. You know, other translation says that a miry, a miry bog. In other words, slimy. Eh? You know slimy? Do you know slimy? You know, you go in there, it's green, you know, it's slimy, and then you are in it. The environment is not good. It is not healthy. Yeah. And I'm here to tell you that whatever was not healthy for you in 2018, God is taking you out of that. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. That you should never. You know, at times you are in a position, you are in one place, you have been in that, you have been stuck in that place for a long time, that now you begin to accept it. You know, you make it comfortable that as long as I can breathe, you know, I'm okay. Let me tell you, it is not only about breathing. It's about getting out of that situation. We should not accept and embrace what bad situation the devil has encaved us in. We must tell ourselves that we're getting out of that situation. You know, that our lives must be a proof that Jesus came. Jesus cannot die for Mahala. My life must prove that Jesus came. My life must show that Jesus came and he died. He died that my life can be better, that my life can be elevated, that my life can be on a different platform. He came for them. And so the psalmist says that God, you brought me up out of a horrible pit. God is bringing you up out of a horrible pit in Jesus' name. And he says that out of the miry clay, you know, the miry clay, the clay, that is sticking, that is holding you down. You know, things that are rising against you at night and you can't sleep because there are things. You know, whatever is there, that this now, this hour marks the end of all of that in Jesus' name. That you will never experience that ever again. That God is setting you free. God is delivering you. You know, the psalmist somewhere talks about a bait that escaped from the fowler's snare. You know, from the snare. You know, what psalm is that? Psalm 124. What does it say? Verse mark. What does it say? Yeah. It says the Lord of verse 7. Verse 7, look at this. Now, is it verse 7? Yeah. Now, go back to ESV. Yeah. This one says, we escape like a bird from the hunter's trap. The trap is broken and we are free. I believe that you are being set free tonight. That whatever spirit has been holding you down, that you will never rise up, that tonight you are being set free in the name of Jesus. I believe that tonight there is a change coming your way in the name of Jesus. Now it says here in in ESV, we have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. The snare is broken and we have escaped. I declare that the snare is broken and we have escaped. I say, I declare that the snare is broken and we have escaped. What the devil has trapped you, it is broken. And you are escaping tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, what verse was it that you read that had it not been of the Lord? Verse 1. Let's go to verse 1. Look at, you know, what God is saying here, you know, verse 1. He says, this is David. Is it verse 1 of 121, verse 1? 124, verse 1. You know, 124, verse 1. It's also a song of ascents, you know, song of David. If it had not been the Lord, who was on our side, let Israel now say, verse 2, if it had not been the Lord, who was on our side, when people rose up against us, verse 3, you know, if it had not been, verse 3, then they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, it is the Lord who took you out of the fowler's snare. The trap of the enemy shall never hold you down. In the name of Jesus. You know, the devil wanted to take my life, but God said no. Here I am today. If it was not of the Lord, I wouldn't be here tonight. But because of the goodness of God, I believe that you are escaping tonight. I believe that whatever the enemy has been trying to trap you in tonight, you are escaping in the name of Jesus. I believe that whatever has buckled you up, that tonight you are breaking through. You are breaking through. Just stand up and do like this and say, I'm breaking through tonight. I'm breaking through tonight. Whatever limitation, I am breaking through tonight. Whatever limitation, say it with your mouth, that I am breaking through in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to do something. I want you to do something, you know. Now, I want you to break what the lid that has been put on top of your head, on top of your life. I want you to break it right now. I want you to break it right now. You declare that tonight, I'm breaking every limitation. That has been upon my life in 2018. I am breaking it. I am destroying it. Like a bird, I am coming out.
I am escaping from the fowler's snare tonight. I am escaping from the fowler's snare tonight. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you are coming out. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you are coming out. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Wow. Now he says, out of the miry bog, Psalm 40 verse 2. And then he said that he set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. Making my steps secure. In other words, your steps will be secure. Amen. You will be sure-footed. You know, when we talk about sure-footed, that when you put your foot down, it is stable. You know, that whatever you're doing, it is certain. It is not like maybe, maybe not, you know, but you are. He's making your steps secure. Secure. You know, that whatever you're doing, you know, there is progression. You see, when your steps are not secure, and you will be on one place, and there won't be progress. But when your steps are secured, you will be moving forward. You will be going ahead. You know, there will be progression in your life because your steps are secure. That your feet are secured. Your steps are secured. You set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. Upon a rock, making my steps secure. And that is not the end. But look at verse 3. It says, after you doing that, he put a song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. You know that your feet are not only going to be secure, but you are going to dance. You know, you are going to be excited. You know, you will be so secure that you will be dancing. You know, dancing on a sure foundation. You know, dancing your way to your progress. You know, you will be dancing your way to your success. Dancing your way to your health. Dancing your way to your victory. Dancing your way to your security. Because he would have put a song in your heart and in your mouth. And you will sing that song. I believe that 2019 is going to be an awesome year for you. I believe that whatever you have not, you have been trading, you know, one place, you know, that 2019 is going to be, you'll be seeing yourself going forward. You know, going forward. That now you are moving forward. Hallelujah.
It's when you're in the house, you know, you're enjoying the grace that is in the house. And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you.
Let your light shine in the darkest parts. Let your love fill the world.
Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you.
To you, and I belong to you forever.